Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
How are you doing, Ankur?
Yeah, I'm doing good, but you know, not that good.
We're all sort of dealing with what's happened in Pulwama 4 days back, and this morning we've lost 4 more jawans and a civilian in Pulwama by the same terror organization, Jaish-e-Mohammed. Ankur, you know, the head of Jaish, whatever his name is, Yazar Masood or whatever he is, you know, this guy, do you remember there was a hijack of the Indian Airlines flight?
Yeah, correct. My uncle works with Air India.
My mom used to work and she told me in 1999, when Atal Bihari Vajpayee was our Prime Minister, when that hijack happened, it was to release this fellow only.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I was very small that time, but you know, I belong to a very politically active family. So I follow politics since like, you know, when I was 5 and 6 years old. So it happened when I was like, you know, 7 or 8 years old. I clearly remember watching it on Doordarshan.
And there were 100 plus passengers. For a week, they were stranded. They went from Kandahar to Lahore to Dubai to Amritsar. Finally, the Vajpayee government said, okay, fine, we'll release 3 people. One of them was this man, Masood Azhar, who's many, many years after that formed Jaish-e-Mohammed. And he's...
Yeah, correct. I also read about this guy, that he for 5 years he was in jail, in Jammu jail. And there were several attempts for, you know, to release him.
Yes.
To get him released from the jail. But since he was so fat and, you know, he got stuck in a tunnel they dig. So that was also one of the incidents that happened.
And, you know, so, Jaish, he's right now roaming around freely in Pakistan. Can you imagine?
Yeah, so this is what I sent you in the voice message. I just switched channels, so I heard about a view from another person. That, you know, we, like in social media, we are having quite an outrage about Pakistan as a nation. But what I heard from him, I was able to comprehend from his view that we need to only take out the, you know, miscreants or these guys.
We can take out miscreants on our land. If they are on your land, can we come into your country and take out miscreants? No. Your country is denying any involvement of Jaish-e-Mohammed despite a video being released. Humko kya samajh ke rakha hai in logon ne? You clean up your country, we'll clean up our country. You can't handle the dirt of your country, it's trickling into our country. You want us to clean that up also for you? What logic is this? I know this parallel community on social media. I'm fully aware of.
Like you just now said that, you know, the Pakistan is run by army. The whole Pakistan country is being
It's a widely known fact. They know that there is no government over there. What is his name? I keep forgetting. Yeah, General Bajwa. He only put Imran Khan in power. He's supposed to retire in November. He doesn't want to retire. This time, I think what they're doing is it's not just a military. In fact, there might not even be a military retaliation immediately because the element of surprise is gone. We are right now looking at a diplomatic, economical, financial and internal retaliation. So I think India is working very wisely and we don't need to pressurize them. We just need to back them, sit back and stay united and just wait to see how this unfolds.
Correct. I was like really surprised that we have given Pakistan this FN.
Most favored nation status. I had no idea.
Since 1996, and you know, we had attack on a parliament.
Who attacked the parliament? Jaish-e-Mohammed attacked the parliament.
What? I don't know what we are waiting
for. We are a very tolerant country, and despite that, you have people in this country calling it an intolerant place. That is the irony of the country.
Correct. So, you know, I have a lot of friends who think that, you know,
We all have. But there are friends now. What to do? You can't. You have to, you know, let all the opinions float around. But thank you for your call, Ankur. It was nice talking to you.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.